Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just go to their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And also by Sonoqual Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you are missing that last element to support your vision, Sonoqual can help you find it. And that's where we are today. Again, Joe Talley behind the controls here in his studio. And joining us are the Story Weavers, back for another round of Hunter at Sunrise. How are you guys?
We're great, Hunter. Thanks for inviting us back.
No problem. What would you like to play for us first?
I think we're going to start with a song called Shiny.
Excellent. Here are the Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Pick up that penny, she said. Here's a message from above. May not look like much, but it's worth his love. Hold tight your faith and look for the signs, you see. I was looking for something different, baby. Something to shift my desperate stare. Something that would hide the stains inside and erase my troubled mind. Easy, sometimes life ain't, but sure is the way to the happy and the distant. Refusing to return to something non-existent, that's what I'm saying, yeah. You see, I was looking for something different, baby. Something to shift my desperate stare. Something that would hide the stains inside and erase my troubled mind. I was looking for something shiny, baby. Something that wouldn't dull over time. Yeah. I was looking for something different, baby. Something to shift my desperate stare. Something that would hide the stains inside. It's my troubled mind. I was looking for something shiny, baby. I was looking for something shiny.
Yes.
Thank you.
The Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise. It is certainly good to hear you guys again and see you especially. Was that a new song?
Yes. We've kind of started with a whole new lyrics, music, guitar player. We've just tried to, you know, grow.
Yeah. Why don't you introduce everyone then?
Absolutely.
Everyone.
Yes.
There's a large group of people in here.
Yes. It's almost a convention, as the crows do. To my right here is Sherry Strader, mm-hmm, on guitar.
Hello.
And to my left here is Beth Wiley on bass.
Hello,
percussion.
Beth.
She kind of does it all.
Hello.
Welcome back, Beth.
Thank you. And then our performance artist, of course, is Jen McLaughlin.
Yeah.
And our AS interpreter is Annie James.
Wow.
And I'm Sheila Fortner, singer-songwriter.
Yeah. How does this work with the performance art part of this? How does this work?
On stage?
Yeah, I guess.
Pretty much just like this.
Yeah.
You know, this is how we put it together. And Jen's been a performance artist with Music with Beth and I for over 15 years. So.
Wow.
You know. We're like family. To me, it's just like breathing, just all natural. And Annie joined in to help to interpret what I'm saying and translate it over to Jennifer. So it just works. And it's you know, I always say, please watch Jennifer. You can listen to us, but watch her because she is a performance artist. So she really is into the lyrics.
But she can read what you are saying, because I've watched her during an entire...
Yeah, I mean...
Jen can hear you.
You want to speak to that, Beth?
Jennifer, why don't you answer? Well, I have the words, and I write them all down, and we sit down and we discuss it together, and we translate it, and, you know, all of the sentences, we just translate into sign language. I do use a hearing aid.
That
helps me a little bit to hear some of the music.
Can you feel the music happening, Jen?
Yeah, I can feel it.
Oh,
yep.
That's very
interesting. But I don't depend on being able to hear it or feel it.
I see.
I don't use my hearing aid. It's not strong enough to pick up, like, voices. Plus, at my home, Beth sets it up ready. She records it, and she turns it way up for me. I use that to sign and practice with.
You guys do a lot of this type of thing at home, then?
We do.
Excellent. Well, I guess during the pandemic... That kind of stopped you from recording your album. Is that
true?
You were in the middle of doing this album.
We were actually here at Sonequal up until March.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, March 16th happened, and everything just shut. But we were three quarters through doing what we needed to do. And then, you know, life happened, life changed. COVID got in the way, and so we decided to just wait until we were ready. And, you know, I think it's affected all of us in different ways. Our studio is in the bottom half of Beth's and Jen's house, and she put up poly, like, clear shower curtains to divide us so that we can still rehearse and feel safe, especially in the early part
mm-hmm.
when things were so out of control.
Right.
So we just tried to bend with it.
Well, it must have been kind of tough because you'd just done a pretty good show at the Hampton
History Museum. Yes. A lovely place to play. We love playing there.
Yeah.
Hoping to do something again soon.
Was that your last gig before this happened?
I think it was, actually. That was in February, and then we went straight into the studio to start our second CD, our second record, so yeah.
We're talking with the Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Of course, your last album was very well received, I understand. That was The Fallen Sparrow, was it
yes,
the name of that album?
Yes, that was Fallen Sparrow, and we were delighted at the reception that we received from it. And so we're hoping, and we feel like there's growth happening within us, and I'm looking forward to the next record for sure.
Do you have any idea when that might be?
It's happening quicker than we thought.
Oh, really?
It sounds crazy, but we create pretty rapidly, and we don't dissect it very much because mm-hmm. we feel like that organic rawness that surfaces doesn't lead a whole lot of dissecting. So we try to honor what was given to us when we're creating a song, and we may tweak it, but the body is always pretty much left alone, and
right.
it comes pretty rapidly. We have enough probably to do another one, but we're trying to get our two fat sets together so we can go out and start playing when all this COVID crazy leaves town.
Yeah. So what else would you like to play for us here?
This next piece we're going to do is called Only Ever You, and it speaks about finding your person. You know, when mm-hmm. you finally find your person, you're like, yes, you just know what you know.
Okay. Here are the Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Fumbling towards you, there's only ever been you. That place to fall and grow, to learn to love my love. Things that once seemed too hard to swallow now taste so sweet because of your love. Take me to your place of need. It's only there for you and me to listen my edge, that restless part of me, so I could be there and you for me. Set me free and let me loose. Let me loose and fly away with you. I'm clumsy with me, clumsy without you. Won't the smooth define me and all my doubts behind, and somehow show you that I'm what you think I am. So let's court this fear tonight, and baby, let's take flight and take me to your place of need. It's only there for you and me to listen my edge, that restless part of me, so I can be there and you for me. Set me free and let me loose. Let me loose and fly away with you. Take me to that highest high, where the only thing that matters is you and I. And put your arms around me like you just found me, like you just found me. And take me to your place of need. It's only there for you and me to listen my edge, that restless part of me, so I can be there and you for me. Set me free and let me loose. Let me loose and fly away with you.
Yeah, Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you, Hunter.
Do you have a working title for this album at all?
No, we haven't. I wish. You know, I thought you might ask something like that, and I just dared not do it without everyone collaborating and talking about it. It's going to be awesome, and I'm excited about that because there's just such growth. They just feel so right. So it's going to have to be something that just honors something about growth and change and adaptability. And
I bet you've had to adapt a lot to this, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, like, you haven't been able to go out like you used to. And
you are our first performance since COVID.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I feel honored.
We feel honored. We were tickled to death.
Well, it has been great for me personally to see all the people who've come through here now. It's great to see that they're still going strong like you guys are.
Well, the creativity is really carrying us. There is just a wealth of it that's just starting to like bubble out, and we're just trying to grab it and hold it and put it down and record it. And Beth records every rehearsal we have because you never know when lightning's going to get in that bottle and you want to capture it. So,
well, I would imagine, though, you may have to kind of alter the way you release this record. You may not want to get as many hard copies as...
Yes, definitely. There's a different change from the first go-around, you know. That was probably the dinosaur of the last stuff that everyone's now downloading and things like that.
Yeah.
And, of course, our first album, you still get on Spotify and CD Baby and all of that and do the downloading. But I don't know if we'll buy a whole lot of hard copies this go-around.
Probably be more of a digital release then.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
We're talking with the Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Do you have one more for us here?
We do. This we're excited to do this one. I had a really good friend that passed of pancreatic cancer a couple years back. And my shift, there was eight of us that kind of went around the clock with her. And my shift was like 10 to 2 and 10 in the night to 2 in the morning. as she was passing, we would share stories, and she would tell me things, and I learned a lot of hard, you know, and beautiful lessons listening to her talk. And this is kind of goes out to Mitzi Hadley. It's called Lean Into It.
Excellent. Here are the story weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Knew a wise sage that knew the answers to most. Quietly held her thoughts in lest as she never boast. She came apart, tossed by folks that were not her blood. She loved them some. Said life is full of changes. You gotta bend or you will break. Lean into it, give it all you got. It's a lesson here that we never fought. Those things that wake you up in the night, best to lean into it. I lean into it, yeah. And I asked her once if she ever wanted to be famous. She said, nah. I used to work at the stables that belonged to Elvis. Say what? And I was a bouncer at a bar. You know the people there are gentle. We don't wish for things that can't be got. We're just happy for where we are. Lean into it, give it all you got. It's a lesson here that we never fought. Those things that wake you up in the night, best to lean into it. I lean into it, yeah, yeah. Give it all you got. It's a lesson here that we never fought. Those things that wake you up in the night, best to lean into it. I lean into it, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise. I was looking around the room and I was saying, who's playing the percussion? There's no one playing the percussion. Who is playing? You're playing the percussion.
Yeah, it's on the iPad. I have it on my iPad.
Oh, I see. Who actually played the percussion? Someone had to, right?
Beth.
Yeah, I actually picked the drummer pack on GarageBand. So.
Okay. I got you, but you figured it out.
I did. I love to figure stuff out.
That's the important thing.
She figured it out, and as she was the drummer with our first band that we met through Mermaids in the Basement, so she is a percussionist and just graduated to bass and likes to dabble. And now she's doing keyboards, so I can't keep up with her.
I really appreciate you guys doing this today. We've
Thank
been talking
you so
with
much.
The story we
It's been just absolute joy. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you were able to get out and actually play together again. I'm sure you probably feel the same way.
I couldn't hardly sleep last night. I mean, I tried to keep myself calm. I listened to meditation. I listened to calm. That didn't happen. And I woke up this morning like, whoa.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, I scare myself all the time. I have to meditate all the time. But the Story Weavers here on Hunter at Sunrise, we really appreciate them coming down here today and being on our show.